Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Nearly 2,000 students opt out of an objectionable instruction program. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is a great example, Matt, of what happens when these schools are trying to push this LGBTQIA, whatever you want to add to it, agenda on these children, as well as the teachers.
Well, and speaking of adding to it, that's in fact what this Osseo Area School District 279 in Minnesota did. They actually have a, quote, LGBTQIA plus history and culture lesson, close quote. That's from their particular instruction that they wanted to jam down the throats of students, teachers, and parents, and they got some pushback.
Yeah.
Because we sent a demand letter after parents had been complaining at school board meetings, and this thing was still moving ahead. We got contacted by some teachers sending a demand letter saying that they needed to allow opt-outs of both teachers and students. And an amazing thing happened on the day that they did their instructional program.
Right. You know, in June 2022, despite the public opposition from parents, the Osseo School Board approved this LGBTQIA plus history and culture resolution, which directed the school district to implement this curriculum, which was a 40-minute lesson, which is meant to accomplish four goals. Students will gain a deeper understanding of LGBTQIA plus histories and identities. Students will gain an understanding of the importance of using correct pronouns and respecting diverse identities. Students will help create a brave space that is respectful of all members of our community.
And, you know, the demand letter that we sent had screenshots of some of the information that is part of this curriculum. And one of the screenshots is a screenshot of proper use of pronouns.
Yeah, it's all quite offensive, actually.
And it is unbelievable because you've seen pronouns that you can't even pronounce on here and that you've never seen. Pronouns that they just make up out of the clear blue. And these are supposed to be pronouns that students should know about and students should use, and students can actually identify themselves as being.
Right. And the lesson also includes references to several pop culture figures who identify as homosexual or so-called transgender, several global cultures purported to meet criteria for inclusion in this kind of culture, and numerous instances of encouragement of students to accept and affirm these false pronouns and identities.
There is a group called 279 Parents United. This is a parents' local group in Minnesota in this school district. And so they have reported what happened and videos, photographs of what happened. And certainly we've had contact with different people on the ground there because we sent the demand letter. And an amazing thing happened. Nearly 2,000 students, an estimated at least 1,800 students, and 15 teachers opted out of this LGBTQIA plus history and culture lesson. The opt-outs came after Liberty Counsel sent a demand letter to the school district superintendent, who later communicated to students and teachers and confirmed that they were free to exercise their legal rights to opt out of participating in the lesson.
And that's important to note. They confirmed they were free to exercise their legal rights. They were free to begin with, but now the school had to agree with that.
That's right, and they did it because of the demand letter we sent. So
right.
On March the 28th, the school district sent out an email. School officials claimed or stated that, quote, teacher opt-out religious accommodations will be approved, close quote, and, quote, students may choose to leave prior to or during the lesson period,
you know, and
close quote. That's their statement from their particular email.
And, you know, Matt, they were trying to, number one, make the teachers read this propaganda word for word to the students. And number two, they were making it very difficult for parents to opt out. I mean, normally you see something like this, you get an email, you say, well, I want to opt my child out. I don't agree with this. This is not agreeing with my religious beliefs. But they made it very difficult. They had to go in person. They had to go through a lot of hoops, so to speak, to be able to even opt out their children.
Yeah. And so what happened on that particular day is an overwhelming pushback, because this was going to be for high school. And what happened was amazing. At the school called Maple Grove Senior High School, 394 students officially opted out by filling out a form, while the 279 Parents United also estimated the number of students leaving prior to the lesson were up to 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
The parents group stated that the school used its auditorium and cafeteria to accommodate the students who declined to participate in the so-called instruction indoctrination, frankly.
And that's one school. The other school, which is Osseo Senior High School, the parents group also stated an additional 700 to 800 students opted out.
Yeah, so you have about 1,000 in this one and 700 to 800 in another school at Osseo Senior High School. So the
and
photographs
teachers.
Are just quite amazing, because in this one photograph, there's two photographs that we have that are just startling.
Mm-hmm.
One is a large auditorium. It's a large auditorium with a platform, a stage, and theater-style seating, like in a large cinema, kind of like a church. It's a very large auditorium, and it is filled with students. Every seat is filled with students. Then that was so full, they opened up the cafeteria.
Yeah, and
I'm
like
looking
on
right
top
now
of each other
at a cafeteria, and it's like it's at the height of lunch hour, if you will.
More so even, yeah.
They're jammed in here, sitting at the tables. They have their laptops out. They're doing whatever work they're going to be doing, totally opting out of this particular curriculum. So they had so many students opt out, either officially sign the form or they just walked out. They just never attended, because they didn't have to sign the form. They could just
right.
opt out. And so about 1,000 in this one school, so much that they had to open up two large venues for them.
And don't forget, at least 15 teachers also opted out of this. They said, I cannot read this. I cannot teach this to my students.
Yeah, because they wanted the teachers to read this information and tell them about this indoctrination. And the teacher said, no, we're not going to be a part of it. So this was a huge pushback. Osseo School District in Minnesota should have gotten the message that they must not, cannot indoctrinate these kids, and that, and the teachers, they can't force them to be a mouthpiece, to speak a message that is objectionable to them. And in this particular case, they wanted the teachers to lie. They wanted the teachers to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a lie to make up a pronoun that just doesn't exist. Zeers. Now, if I just asked you, what does that refer to? You would say, I have no idea.
Zier, zim, zim, whatever.
Zeers, zim. I mean, these are crazy things. I mean, this is just insanity.
But you know, this case is a great example on two fronts here. Number one, this is what schools, this is the LGBT agenda that they're trying to push through in schools. In this particular instance, in this Minnesota school district, you have to really be aware of what your children are being taught if they're in public schools. And number two, it's a great example of parents and teachers speaking out and pushing back, because this does violate their religious beliefs. And they're like, we're not going to, first of all, teach this. And number two, we don't want our children to be indoctrinated with this garbage.
Yeah, that's right. I think it is a testament to parents and to students that want to push back, just don't give up, and also to get Liberty Counsel involved. And so when we got involved, we were able to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking right now, just briefly, about these crazy pronouns. They have gendered and gender neutral, and they have them separated. So for they, them, and theirs, they have XE, XEM, XYE, XYRS. And if you're looking at the pronunciation, it would be Z, Zem, and Zers.
But in the beginning, God created them male and female. He created them.
Which is like he, she, and then the inanimate one is it, right? So that's...
In the beginning, he created male and female.
You don't need to have, you know, a laundry list of pronouns.
No, and these teachers aren't going to teach this delusionary stuff, garbage, I would say, to their students, and their parents don't want them to be exposed to that.
Well, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. We have a lot of information there on this and many, many other issues, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.